and welcome to the White Star Temple podcast. I'm Soltek, speaking to you from Australia, and this is episode 26. News and updates. Well, I have a couple of new items to share with you. And firstly, it's a brand new video that I've made available from my website, whitestartemple.com. This video is an overview of my Light Wisdom card set number 2. My Light Wisdom card sets are beautiful photo cards featuring colourful and intricate mandalas that I've created, which I've then paired with the profound and timeless wisdom of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels. There's 30 photo cards in each set, and this particular video showcases each of those cards, plus gives an overview of the product itself. So you can go to my website and find a link to that video on the video link page, but also in the news section, or you can go directly to YouTube and find Soltek channel. Well, my second piece of news is that I finally joined Instagram. Now, you would have thought I would have done this quite some time ago, given that I am a graphic designer and a channel, and I love combining images and spiritual wisdom together. So you can find me on Instagram, on Soltek channel, and I'd be very honoured if you were to follow me. Some feedback from Greg Wirt of Australia, who listened to my last podcast, number 25, and this is what he has to say. Thank you, Soltek, for the channeling and great website. Keep up the great work of sharing these beautiful messages and inspiration. I like the analogy of the fetus in the womb to our level of awareness. Greg. Well, the analogy that, of course, he was referring to was in my last podcast. I shared a commentary that I recorded for my membership. And these commentaries take one particular lecture and I go through it paragraph by paragraph, giving my interpretation and clarification of the wisdom. So if you'd like to hear this, then simply download the last episode. And if you would like to receive more of these commentaries, then please do consider joining my membership website. So continuing on with the feedback of my podcasts, Akanar Pleiadian says, brilliant. I listened to this meditation last night before going to sleep, and Akhenaten is one of my favourites. Well, thank you, Akhenar. I must say that I've worked with the Egyptian Ascended Master, Akhenaten, for many, many years, particularly so with the Star Language Project. And he is a master that I feel very connected with. He has a very gentle nature, but very powerful energies, as is so often the case with the Ascended Masters. And lastly, Elise Bailey says, thank you for your constant message of inspiration. It's just what I needed right now. So thank you, Elise. Your feedback is important to me because I do put a lot of effort into various forms of outreach that I perform, whether it's through my websites, this podcast, Facebook, Twitter, and now Instagram. All of that takes quite a deal of my time and my creative processes. And to be honest, commercially, it rewards me in a very minimal way. So it is for the love of it and for the service of it. So when I receive feedback, that's like gold to me. It really does encourage me to continue the work that I do. So you can get in touch, Melchizedek University gmail.com, and Melchizedek is spelled M-E-L-C-H-I-Z-E-D-E-K. I'd love to hear from you. Well, speaking of social media, it's always nice to receive feedback from that area as well. And that's the beauty of social media, that it's interactive. So on my Facebook page, I regularly put up beautiful quotations from the Ascended Masters. And although I get a lot of likes and the odd comment here and there, I don't often get a significant response. So I was really pleased to receive this from Tracy Moyers. And the original quotation I put up was from Archangel Kiriel, who says, "For you, thoughts are fleeting and seldom acted upon, and they are part of a process for the human mind. But here within spirit, universal ideas ebb and flow, fully formed and fully imagined. That is why your realm is so unique, with the concreteness of ideas put into form. In the absence of a physical dimension, then the fullness of the experience simply is. It awakens within us, it blossoms, reaches its fullness, all within an instant." So in response to that, Tracy says, "Yes, this quote made me think about how often I wish I could see the future and know exactly what's going to happen. But equally, I can see how this is part of the gift of being human. We have the chance to savor each moment, and there is something nice about uncertainty too. A bit like reading a book, there is enjoyment in the process of reading. It's tempting to turn to the last page and find out how it all ends. We wouldn't have a chance to anticipate and imagine the ending and just enjoy the story. Also, I love the beautiful photo. Thanks, Soltec." Well, thanks, Tracy. I enjoyed your thoughts and agree wholeheartedly with you that in the absence of time, of course, within spirit, everything is simultaneous and instantaneous. But the gift of time and its location in space, here in the physical dimension, gives us a sense of unfoldment, of a journey taking place. Well, I always welcome more insights and interpretations. So do please consider getting in touch. Touch upon one of the concepts that the Ascended Masters and Angels have been bringing through with regularity for this year. And it's the idea of spatiality, or the absence of it within creation. And also connected with this, how it is that we form a sense of place and location in the absence of spatiality. And the answer may be quite surprising. So we know that we live in a physical dimension. We can see it all about us, and we experience it with our own body and how we interact with everything. And this affords us a sense of moving through the world. That gives us a sense of location and movement. But when you move your consciousness outside of the physical body, then do we still have a sense of spatiality within creation? And do we have a sense of place and location? So let's hear what the Ascended Masters have had to say. So firstly, I'm going to give a quote from Mary, as she says, "For humans steeped in space and time, there is a sense of finite population. When I existed in physicality, in the life that I am known by, Mother Mary, there was barely any population at all. So then the idea of infinite beings, that is to say, infinite by number, would have been impossible to comprehend. Yet there is trueness to it, for for consciousness and its expression as life does not move through space. You cannot take up one iota of space. It doesn't work this way. And perception and awareness, the outward expression of consciousness, cannot be weighed or measured as it has no substance. Do you see, then, how creation could exist upon the head of a pin, let us say? We are used to speaking of creation as a vast expanse, a limitless horizon, but in truth, it is the smallest of things, and in fact, is no thing at all. So that's an interesting comment from Mary, because she's basically saying, creation doesn't occupy space, and therefore it cannot be measured, which is why we can say that creation is infinite. And just as in the absence of time within creation, this means that creation can be eternal, because time simply doesn't exist. So it's the same concept, that creation is infinite because it isn't physically based. So if there is an absence of physical location within creation, that is, the higher dimensions of experience, then how is creation formed? And how are we placed within it? Well, Mary gives a response to this when she says, as you move forward through space and time, there is a ripening. Many things will come into fruition for you, as must it be. It is the movement, do you see? We have said this before. There is no spatiality to creation. We cannot name it as a place. It is a continuum. It is a movement. And your human existence in physical form replicates this for you, for you have the movement of time in space. So Mary's answer is to say that creation is in fact a movement, a divine continuum, and they often refer to this continuum as the breath or the one breath, that we move upon this one breath and we share it between us. So for the human mind, it's a little foreign to think of our consciousness existing but not in a location. And this movement brings us perpetual expansion, which again is why creation is infinite. Creation is ever expanding precisely because it is not dependent upon matter or substance, physical form. So this is why, once more, creation is both infinite, expansive, and eternal. It's very simple and very beautiful. So the Egyptian ascended master Akhenaten actually comments upon this expansion. And he says, the continuum becomes keenly felt, a river of life so vast and so beautiful that it brings bliss to all. Come into the buoyancy of your spirit, the lightness of your being, where you flow effortlessly upon this continuum. It is as if creation expands exponentially all about you, and you understand the fractaling nature of existence. There is an unending depth to creation, for the more you look, the more you see. Feel how creation expands about you, how it responds to your awareness, how it both expands and contracts accordingly. This is why we say there is an ancientness present within creation, though there is an absence of time. So that's a really beautiful paragraph from Akhenaten. He makes the idea of the continuum a very fluid thing, and he's saying that because there's no physicalness within creation, apart from our dimension, and because our consciousness isn't limited to form, then everything that occurs within creation must do so through consciousness alone. Which is why he says, the more you look into creation, the more you see, because it's completely based upon your perception, your soul's perception. So creation is as vast as we are willing to embrace, or is as small and intimate as we are willing to embrace. It really does expand and contract. It's all about consciousness and energy and what we name as vibration, I guess. So I get a sense of creation as being this incredibly nurturing, fluid continuum that these masters speak of, where we can ebb and flow in our consciousness. He also points out, though, interestingly, that despite the absence of time within the higher dimensions of existence, there is still a sense of ancientness. And the masters have to use our language, and sometimes they struggle with this. And often they use the word ancient as something that signifies a great depth or a point of origin within creation. So I thought that was an interesting observation. And Serapis Bay continues this on, where he says, while you are held in physical form, it is difficult to appreciate the irrelevance of the idea of location. But I say to you, as a concept, the continuum and its acceptance of this can result in a profound sense of freedom for you in your human form. Your ancient ones recognized this and as such laid no claim to land. It was the recognition that they themselves, as part of the continuum, were in fact everywhere, absent from nothing. Without spatiality, there is nothing to contain you, nor creation itself. That is why expansion is infinite. It all comes down to perception and what it is that you are willing to embrace. So Serapis Bay confirms yet again how and why creation is both expansive and infinite, and how it is all linked to our consciousness. When you think about it, it's such an absurd idea that we could place a boundary on the landscape and call it ours. And I guess this higher concept of non-spatiality really does give us an understanding of how irrelevant it is to even focus upon place and location. We can see clearly that creation is not a place, but how is it that we can still have a sense of location within the continuum, within the breath, within the higher dimensions of creation? And if we don't have a body, and if we don't choose as a soul to give an outward expression to ourselves as form, then how do we recognize each other? How is it that we come to recognize the spirit of each other? Well, I've got some great guidance here from the masters in this regard. And Saint Germain gives us an insight when he says, in meditation, when we last connected, it was a joyous experience. So then, I return to this joy, for that is all that it takes in spirit in order to reconnect. For every vibration and remembrance of joy has its location, or we may say coordinates. For you understand, there is no spatiality to creation, even though you experience space as a framework for time. So then, location is simply experience and a returning to it, or a generation of it. Experience forms location. So Saint Germain puts that very clearly. How we gain a sense of location is through two things: experience and feeling. And in that example, he connected with my particular meditation group through a joyous remembrance of how he came to us. And because joy is part of the birthright of our soul and is divine by nature, his remembrance of this feeling of joy in being with us at that time that this meditation came through gave him the coordinate in order to return to us. So that's a very interesting concept. And I love how he succinctly says, experience forms location, but it does come through the feeling. For spirit, They have something similar to emotion, but not the human interpretation or experience of it. But feeling is very much part of our soul's guidance system. It's how the soul interfaces with creation. It's how it experiences creation. So moving on, we'll look at how Akhenaten touches upon this also, this idea of coordinates. And he says, as I navigate toward you, as I feel the love that is yours, there forms a gravitation, we may say, between us. And how love pulls us together, we may say it is immediate, embraced as we are by creation, and held also within the orbit of love of each other. We become the witness. So then I see you, and you me. Akhenaten is making it clear that it's love that pulls us together in the high dimensions, and I guess here in the physical as well. He's likening it to a form of gravity that we orbit about each other through the mutual love that we have. And he says, we then become the witness. Because I feel your love and because you feel my love, then I see you. That's how I recognize you. And what a beautiful concept, which Kuan Yin takes even further when she says, within ourselves, we have catalogued every expression of love we have encountered, so that as I experience the love that is you, then I know you. It is as if love passed through the prism of creation and came into infinite forms of awareness. Yet we are each the one love, this you understand. But the energy mass that is you, the light of your love, is like no other. Upon your world in a seeming physical dimension, you have bodies and personality that gives to you a sense of identity and identification. But when you are every form and then no form at all, love is our signature. Well, I must say that's absolutely beautiful from Kuan Yin. And she spells it out clearly that love is indeed our signature. This is how we recognize each other within creation, in the absence of personality, the absence of physicality. And the masters often refer to the love that we are as a soul as being the signature of God upon us. Our inner divinity is love. It's as simple as that. And within the higher dimensions of experience, there are infinite expressions of love, precisely because there is an infinite number of souls in existence. And she further says, in the release of form, we are united. There is a union not possible within a physical dimension. For the energy mass that is each of us, and all of you as you are gathered, has no boundary. That is to say, just as you cannot carve water or air, we cannot place a boundary within spirit or between each other. For if we are the one fabric, if we are the seamless surface, it is the uniqueness of the love that is your soul which brings distinction, do you see? The ocean of consciousness is simply that, a vast, vast pool of awareness, homogeneous in a manner. Yet within the vast depth of this ocean, we are each a current, and we sense a pull, the tug of each other, through the love that is uniquely ours. So she's confirming that idea once more, that within creation, with an infinite population of souls, we are the multiple, or as the masters like to say, the many. But in our togetherness, we form the one thing, as Kuan Yin says. And often they refer to this one thing symbolically as an ocean of consciousness. And in the vastness of this ocean of consciousness of creation, it is through love that we find each other. As was said, love creates coordinates. Feeling creates coordinates. And experience creates location. It is love that we encounter within each other as a soul, as a child of God. And there is nothing else but love. I hope you've enjoyed these words. Next, we're going to move on to the free meditation for this episode. I'm delighted to now present to you a meditation that I channeled from within the White Star Temple. And it's from Kuan Yin. I so loved the extracts that I shared about spatiality and love from her that I felt I'd like to share with you the entire recording of that particular meditation. It's very beautiful and very experiential. I encourage you to listen to this recording while in a meditative state of mind, because then the energies that come through will be experienced more fully. And the masters often say that the greater form of communication comes through with these energies. So do please enjoy. Well, thank you for joining me. I'm Soltec. All the best, and bye for now. Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Kuan Yin, who journeys to you in this moment as you elevate your awareness as you find your place, as always, amongst the many in spirit who love and adore you. We sense the timeless movement that is creation. And through this movement, we gain a sense deeply felt balance within. So then, deepen the mind to gently recede, and come to rest within the grand equilibrium . This comes
so easily. There is no effort exerted. You strengthen within. As you feel the balance, that which is perpetual, the evenness of spirit, where we become the one seamless expression. And even as you are gathered within your circle, there forms amongst you that which I speak of. And you sense this as each complements the other, forming unity in this moment, a unified awareness, distinct yet seamless. We are breathing, and with the breath we deepen. It is, of course, the one breath. And the movement seems now even more exquisite. For the movement is what we name love. That is the impetus of creation, this you know. So then, the love that we exist within becomes tangible. We sense it. We feel it. I speak not of the experience of love, but rather that which is. Everything. Words cannot describe, so then, come into the feeling. And how there is a ripening, we may say. That forms within you. Indeed, as if a petal unfolding. It is the unfurling of which we often speak. And this becomes apparent. You feel it. How you are stretching outward. How you are coming into your true form. How your existence is moving you towards a beauty not yet conceptualized. That is to say, the beauty that you are, but are yet becoming. For the fullness of your spirit is not yet, do you see? I speak of all of creation. For you understand that though creation is perpetual, it is yet to reach its fullness. We have said this before. That creation is also becoming. That what we understand to be this particular universe is simply a gateway, a birthing canal, so to speak. I use words which are insufficient, but you understand. There is great exhilaration, for inwardly we know and anticipate that the best is yet to come. A vision of creation is coming into being. And we are each both witness and participant to this. And that is important. Come into the breath, for that is where the journey lies. I see you. and I see the circle of love that is your gathering. For we may say it is the only thing that is perceivable from within your illusion. While you are seated, in form that is physical, yet not, you are in fact with me. Know this to be true. The energy being that you are the energy mass that is you is with me. The feeling of this. And how we arrange ourselves to come into the embrace of the other. Where we are held in this moment within intimate recognition. And you know me. So then it is reunion. So that the love that is I in perceivable form finds recognition within you. Sense how there is an interplay between us as my consciousness and yours entwine. And how there is movement to this as our form that is not a form comes into synchronicity as we undulate, as we shimmer, as we move across and through the awareness of each other. Now you feel it beautiful this is, that I may know you and you me. And that our love has memory, that is to say, it is where our signature lies, this you know. And within ourselves we have catalogued, so to speak, every expression of love we have encountered. So that as I experience the love that is you, then I know you. It's as if love passed through the prism of creation, and came into infinite forms of awareness, yet we are each the one love. This you understand. But the energy mass, for want of a better word, that is you, the light of your love, is like no other. Upon your world, in a seeming physical dimension, you have bodies and personality. That gives to you a sense of identity and identification. But when you are every form, and then no form at all, love is our signature. We have said this before, but it is timely. To know one being, is to know love in a particular form. But the truth of love is only experienced within the totality of it, do you see? It is through the many. For through the many we know the wholeness of love. And its point of origin. Perhaps these words are abstraction. So then, bring your focus to our embrace. The movement between us. And the sheer delight that love meets itself. You bring me this gift to feel you. Fall into our embrace and how we shimmer. It is that we ripple across each other's awareness. And in the release of form, we are united. There is a union not possible within a physical dimension. For the energy mass is each of us, and all of you, as you are gathered, has no boundary, that is to say, just as you cannot carve water or air. We cannot place boundary within spirit or between each other. For if we are the one fabric, if we are the seamless surface, it is the uniqueness of the love that is your soul. Which brings distinction. Do you see? The ocean of consciousness is simply that, a vast, vast pool of awareness. Homogeneous in a manner. Yet within the vast depth of this ocean, we are each a current. And we sense the pull, the tug of each other. Through the love that is uniquely ours. These words are more than enough. We look toward the feeling. And though I use language, and though it is inadequate, you may times by a billion the sentiment of which I speak. And I am.